Good afternoon. I see on this morning's paper, McCain and Clinton carried La Paz County. La Paz County voters were in agreement with voters in other parts of Arizona in the presidential preference election. It's just unbelievable to me that McCain is the candidate. 53.83%. So that's what we're looking at. Mark, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing great. Good to be back home in Bullhead, but I had a great time down in Parker.
Good. We were glad to see you. Mark, I don't know about you. I subscribe to the general idea that the role of government is to protect your rights and your property from people who want to infringe on them. And what we see constantly now is that the very government the people elect to protect their rights and property is the one doing all the infringing.
You don't expect me to argue with you. I think you're absolutely right.
Well, that in a nutshell, I think, describes property tax, which goes up and up and up, but not if your initiative succeeds. Now, can you explain the Arizona tax revolt to people?
Well, in a nutshell, what it's going to do is to provide the taxpayer benefits and then some of Proposition 13 that passed in California almost 30 years ago. And what this did is it made taxes predictable, affordable, and much less. And essentially, the voters were the ones that were in charge instead of the government taxing entities making all the taxing decisions.
Mm. Now, Proposition 13, right?
Yes.
In California. The current system is that people get... You're talking about property tax. People get taxed based on the valuation. The government values your property, and you get taxed on a certain percentage of that.
Right. Under the current system in Arizona, government decides how much money it wants for each one of the taxing entities. Like, for instance, a fire district.
Yeah.
They may need $3 million. And then the assessor goes off, and he values all the property in the county and determines which ones are in that fire district's area. And the people in that area have to cough up the $3 million that the fire district wanted by that example. And there's an incentive under the current system for the assessors to increase the valuations, as doing so actually increases the revenue into government.
As the valuation of a property goes up, your property tax is going to go up as well without necessarily any extra money in your pocket on a monthly or yearly basis to pay for that.
The property valuations are not based on realized gains. You're being taxed on a projection of what your property might be worth. And the way this actually works is the assessor establishes the value, and then the treasurer computes the tax rate for that fire district to meet the fire district's proposed budget. And so if the valuations go up, if the fire district's responsible and keeps their budget essentially flat, then the tax rate would go down and the taxpayers wouldn't pay any more dollars. But as we can see, this hasn't been the case. All the taxing entities have been taking advantage of the increasing valuations, not lowering their tax rates unless they have to. And so that's basically the golden bullet of property tax reform. The other thing that our measures do is we roll back all the valuations to the 2003 value, or for newer properties, whenever they may be purchased, to what that property would have been valued at in 2003.
Okay, which is significantly less in many cases than it is in 2008.
Correct. However, remember, valuations under the new system will do what they always were intended to do, merely divide up the tax burden, not establish it.
Yeah.
The levies will determine how much money the government taxing entities can exact on the property taxpayers. And those levy limits are also rolled back, typically to the average of the last four levies. So folks would ask, you know, about what will I see as a savings on my tax bill? And it depends.
And that's basically the bottom line, isn't it? Because I'm very conscious of the fact that a lot of people pay taxes and they don't exactly know what way the system works. And, you know, you've gotten right into the engineering of the system, in a sense, and tried to work out exactly how it works, troubleshoot it, deal with it. trouble is the key operative word in that. But, you know, the bottom line is a lot of people pay taxes and they don't really understand it.
Oh, absolutely, and that's not by accident. That's the way the system has been designed in this state and many other states
as well. It's purposely complex, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. They couldn't have created a system more confusing than what we have in Arizona. In fact, Arizona's taxation system, property taxes, are known to be the most complex in the 50 states.
Wow.
And so it took a year and a half of my time working along with a bunch of tax experts, assessors, treasurers, elected officials, homeowners, and business owners to figure out how the system worked and how we can change it without hurting people.
Now, you're doing a stellar job of explaining it to people, but on the off chance that a lot of people, it still goes right over their head, they just want to know, and I think this is where you were just going, they want to know, how is this going to affect my bottom dollar? How is this going to affect me in the practical sense of a tax?
Well, let's look at it this way. Let's say your property tax bill was $1,000, you would take the average of the last four tax bills. Since the tax bills just grow and grow and grow from year to year, if you take the average, you're going to see a number that's a lot less than the last tax bill because it'll be the average of those four. And we estimate that this would be typically anywhere between a 10 to 15% reduction in property tax.
Okay. And then what happens in the future?
In the future, the revenue to government can grow, just like it did in California under Prop 13, by 2% plus the tax paid by new growth. And that would include improvements. And incidentally, in our measure, we actually value all the improvements made as if they were being made in 2003 as well, so that you don't penalize people that would maybe put in a swimming pool this year versus someone that had put it in many years ago when it cost a lot less. And that's going to be great for the construction, the realty, the development community, and, of course, all the business and homeowners. And, in fact, all property taxpayers will save in 2009 equally by the same percentage.
Now, a cynic might say, well, you know, Mark, the taxes are used for very important programs, and you know, all of these different things have to be used with the taxes, and you know, you wouldn't want to deprive any of those programs. One of our listeners, however, said that all these predictions of budget problems in California at the time Prop 13 was passed, it didn't happen.
It absolutely did not materialize. Worse yet, the bureaucrats and the politicians in California told all the public employees that their pink slips were printed and were going to be dropped in the mail the moment Prop 13 passed. No one got laid off. That's the gist of it. What government did is they looked at their budgets and how they spend money and their organizations, and they flattened the organizations a bit, just like you do in the private sector when faced with a budget crunch. And essentially, they did what we pay them to do, and that is to take the available cash and provide the desired services. And they did exactly that. In fact, I was talking with Joe Arpaio a couple of months ago in Sun City, I believe it was.
Uh-huh.
And he actually signed our two initiatives. And I said, well, Joe, you do realize this is going to, at least to some degree, reduce your budget. And he said, you know, I recognize that, but whatever money the taxpayers are willing to give us, that's what we'll use, and we'll figure out how to provide the services they expect, because after all, that's what they pay us for.
Right.
And, you know, I guess that's why I love Joe Arpaio.
Yeah, he's a character.
Yes, he is.
So far, all the response from this morning's segment has been positive. You know, people are watching the presidential race, and it seems kind of hopeless for people who want less government and less tax. But here's the real way people in Arizona at least can affect a big change. A lot of people said, you know, the foreclosures caused by government are a disgrace. I'm reading some of the details here. Parker Retail Discount Store and Security Real Estate have petitions. I wanted to mention that. When is this going to take effect if they were to vote this in? Explain this process. So what do we need to do first?
The first step is that we have to collect 230,000 valid signatures on each of the two petitions. In reality, that's likely about 300,000 raw signatures on each petition. And we have to turn these signatures in on July 3rd to qualify for the November ballot.
Okay.
So that's the first step. We not only need folks that are willing to help gather signatures, we also need folks that are willing to contribute a few dollars. So it's up to your listeners if they want to see their tax bills significantly reduced and have a system that's put in place that's fair to them, their kids, and their grandkids, since future buyers will not pay tax based on real estate price inflation, mm-hmm. which is the way the system works today. You buy a house today, it might cost $500,000, but 5 years ago, it cost $100,000. And you're essentially paying tax on a $500,000 house, not something with the intrinsic value of $100,000. And that's basically what our measures would do. When we buy a home, we're going to pay the same tax that the previous owner was paying. We're not going to see a big increase because we may have paid a whole bunch of profit to the former owner of the property.
Well, this is what irritates me about government. The fact that, you know, we are rewarding people in many ways for doing the opposite of producing, and the people that are actually producing or changing or adding to their home or investing, we punish them.
That seems to be the way the system works. Any way to get more tax revenue to government, that's the path they take. And, you know, perhaps if you or I were in government, we would learn the ropes, and we'd be really good at doing that as well.
Maybe.
But the fact of the matter is, we're not in government, and we're looking out for the property owners and the folks in the community.
Well, I am glad you came down today and talked about it. I'm sure we'll be able to have you back at some point, maybe for an update and that sort of thing. Your website?
Sure. www.arizonataxrevolt.org. And that's Arizona spelled out.
ArizonaTaxRevolt.org.
Right. And we would encourage anyone to visit the website, learn more about the measures. Please fill out the volunteer form and help us gather signatures. And if you can, you can contribute a few dollars as well.
I don't know. I agree with you, man. I do. I think that this is a big problem. I think all tax is something of a burden. I kind of agree with Ron Paul on that. Property tax, it seems to be punishing the wrong people.
And it's the most unfair form of taxation.
It really is, yeah.
Because it's not based on your profit or gain.
Yeah.
It's based on an estimate of what your gain might be. Imagine if you've got a portfolio and you got some shares of Microsoft, and the government decided that Microsoft might be worth $200 a share in 10 years, so we're going to tax you on that now. And it could be $20 a share, sorry, Bill Gates, when you actually sell it, you might actually lose money, but they want you to pay, in the case of property taxes, tax on unrealized gains, and that's just outrageous. It's hurting senior citizens. It's hurting working folks, and it's unnecessarily hurting these people. We can fix the system. I'm just afraid that we can't count on government to do it for us, so we're using the fourth branch of government here in Arizona, and that's the initiative process to propose these two constitutional amendments.
Mark Goldstone, thank you very much for joining me. ArizonaTaxRevolt.org. You have a good day.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye. 353, and you can visit that website again, ArizonaTaxRevolt.org. I'm behind it. You should be behind it. Everyone here in Arizona should get behind this initiative. It is 353. We'll be right back.